Father, we just thank you and praise you that we can come together today to worship you, come to your word. Lord, we come to hear from you and to receive, Lord. We just praise you and thank you for everything that you have done for us. Lord, we ask you, Lord, that you enable us, Lord, to be able to hear your voice, to be able to connect with you, to be able, Lord, to respond to what you have done for us. We just praise you and thank you, Lord, because we know of your love, you know of your compassion. We know, Lord, that you love us. You want to set us free more and more, Lord, so that we may, Lord, be, Lord, in communion with you. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, help us to hear your word and to put it to work in our life. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. So this series has been going on and continuing. I feel that we are getting close to the thing. And really, one of the things I wanted to stress and to, you know, bring it to a landing, this is really that sometimes people get stuck. They get stuck because they are listening to the wrong thing. They are listening to their ideas, their feelings, their emotions, instead of really listening to what the Lord is trying to communicate to them, is trying to show them. And he's there always trying to guide us and trying to bring us to a place of greater and greater freedom in him, that we may be able to understand what we had to do. But we have a part. We always have a part. Okay? And you know, as usual, the Lord has changed me stuff from like yesterday, so I'm going to see what's happening here today. Praise the Lord. So we're going to see, okay, how our place, our position, our attitude makes all the difference in our ability to connect with God. Okay? One of the major problems that unfortunately is pretty common is try to tell God what he has to do instead of listening what he wants us to do. And that is the biggest mistake that gets us stuck, and this is why we get stuck. Because if we listen, then he shows us the things that are going to change our situation. We need to understand that. And so I want to go back in Genesis chapter 4, verse 6, where God spoke to Cain and said, "So the Lord said to Cain, why are you angry? And why has your countenance fallen?" See, that is the major indication that we aren't getting it. And that's what was happening with Cain as well. He was not getting what he should have known and wasn't responding on the way it was required. And we try with our own ideas, in our own feelings, determine what has to be done without realizing that often our feelings are exactly the things that keep us bound, because they come from where we are at instead of where God wants us to be. Are you following what I'm saying? See, the problem is never with God. He knows everything. He can do everything. But what he can do is always according to his judgment, not our judgment. And when we try to pass our judgment on him, we are really getting off tangent. We are really getting into the wrong thing. We are going to get in trouble more than in solutions. This is why, you know, Jesus said, for example, you know, John 8, 31 and 32, you know, stay in my word. And you stay in my word, you are going to be my disciple indeed. And if you are my disciple, you are going to know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. From what? Free from yourself, free from all the wrong ideas that you have accumulated from the world, free from the things that actually keep you stuck and bound in bondage. So we had to let go of our own ideas, our own thinking, and start to think as much as we can the way God thinks. And we can see that not by just having our own ideas, but by going to the Word, His Word. Because His Word are His thoughts. His Word is what tells us, you know, what His position is and what is the things that we should also be believing and being in and being receiving. Praise the Lord. See, trusting God is critical. Not blaming God for our problems. But often people, unfortunately, do that, and it's exactly the opposite of what they should be doing to get freedom. Because their emotion, their feelings have been touched, because they are not getting what they want. And so they're getting upset and feeling that He is not wanting to bless them. When instead, He wants to bless us, but the condition for the blessings are determined by our position, by our relationship with Him, by our connection with the Word, by our ability to hear what He's saying. Okay. We have to really, the bottom line is trust His judgment. Trust, okay, His way of thinking in the direction that He gives us. Trust, you know, Proverbs 3, 5 to 10 there. Trust the Lord with all your heart and lean not in your own understanding, on your way acknowledge Him. And what He will do, He shall direct your path. But, you know, to direct your path, you have to be listening, because if you don't listen, He cannot direct anything. If you tell Him what to do, instead of listening to what He tells you to do, you are going to be there banging against the wall and wondering why I'm not getting anywhere. Amen. So we have to understand that. We have to understand that the hindering problem is ourselves. In our ideas, in our judgments that are not the right judgments. Our judgment to be righteous judgment, and the only way to be righteous judgment is be His judgment and not ours. And we have to get over our feelings, our emotions, our frustration, all these things, because those things are going to be the hindrance that are going to block you from progressing. Praise the Lord. See, that's the things that are going to make us go our way, okay, and get nowhere. You know, the following verse, Paul said, if you do well, will you not be accepted? And if you do not do well, sin lies at the door, and its desire is for you, but you should, what do? Rule over it. See, I mean, is the desire is the problem. The fact that these are, and that is, you know, desire is just one way of expressing it. I would say more, your emotions, your feelings, your reactions is what is going to block you from being able to make progress. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. See, he is talking about the fact how we are tempted and how we can overcome temptations in the way God works in this. And we are going to see a bit more today and then apply it, you know, here with us, Psalm 51 to see, you know, how David did. But before doing that, we are going to create all the background so that we can see the different steps that he took and the important concept that he dealt with. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You see, it says, you do well. When you do well, if you do well, you will be accepted. If you do not do well, sin lies at the door. See, the sin lies at the door. It's nothing else that there is an opportunity there. And that opportunity is always ready to keep you in trap, the trap. But God doesn't just do that. God is active. God is doing things to help you through. And we can see that. We're going to see some scripture starting, for example, the fact that you should rule it. You should rule what? Your feelings, your emotion, your thing, your way of thinking, because those things are the bondage that you're facing. God's truth set you free. God's truth gives you the victory. Okay? So now we have to get there. So we go a moment to how to do this rule over it. It's not a question of being stubborn. It's not a question of just, it's a question of listening for the direction that you have to take. And that is determining, you see, the listening, the ability to listen. You know, Isaiah said, you know, they have ear to hear, but they don't hear. They have eyes to see, and they don't see. Why? Because their heart is away from him. It's the position of your heart that you had to really consider and address to resolve the situation, to change things. So let me go here from going to James chapter 4, verse 5. Says, or do you think that the scripture, the same vein, the spirit who dwells in us, yearn jealously? Okay, that shows, you know, that the Lord's position has to be, you know, our position 100%, at least in the areas that we have to address if you want to get anywhere. Okay, this is, you know, your heart, okay, loving the Lord with all your heart and with everything you got to the degree that you know. Because there are many things that you really are not even aware. There are many things that originate inside you, feelings, emotions, and stuff like that, that you are not really connected with the origin of them. And so you can't address unless there's come something else behind to be able to help you through. Okay? The thing is, God doesn't share. God is a jealous God. He doesn't share you with others. And doesn't accept that kind of a relationship. Praise the Lord. So Isaiah goes on, continuing, verse 6. But he gives more grace. Therefore, he said, God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. So you see, the one that is proud is the person that wants his own way. The person that has the solution. The person that passes judgments and thinks that his judgments are right. And that's really the problem. Okay? We had to, you know, to be able to receive grace. See, in our strength, if you are stuck, it's because in our strength you cannot do it. Otherwise, you don't get stuck. If you keep you saying the way that you are, you're going to stay stuck. Okay. And then you're going to be frustrated because you don't get what you want. You don't get such things that are really ministering to you. You don't get blessed. And the Lord says that he wants to bless us, but you know, God's blessings are not unconditional. You have to align up yourself with him, and then you're going to get blessed. And you have to realize what separates you so that your heart can be connected with him, so that you can trust him to direct you and help you, so that you can listen and hear. And when you listen and hear, you're going to get the direction that you need. But if you're afraid, if you, you know, trying to keep your toys, nothing is going to work. Now, he gives grace to the humble. It's grace that has to give us. It's not something that we deserve. It's not something that we, you know, can claim, like some people say. You know, you depend on his goodness, his mercy, his grace. And thank goodness there is a lot of that for us to receive. But it's not according to our opinion, it's according to his judgment. And so when we get stuck, there is something that is getting us stuck. It's not by chance. It's not just the enemy. The enemy is not in control. God is in control. Don't blame the enemy. The devil made me do it. It's nonsense. We have the will that we can exercise and should exercise, and there what just really God said to gain, you know, you shall rule over it. Praise the Lord. So he gives grace to the humble. So we have to humble ourselves before him. The following verse is really, you know, you don't need to be perfect, but you have to be connected, listening and get step by step, because you're never going to be perfect. You are not God. And that's one of the problems. People think because they have a bit of knowledge, you know, sometimes a bit of knowledge produces more damage than no knowing anything. Because you get stuck on your own idea. They sometimes are even wrong. So it's not that, okay? It's we had to listen and we had to get direction. And here he says, you know, verse 7, therefore submit to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. He's not fighting the devil like lots of people say. He's not getting, you know, all emotional about it. He's getting quiet and listening to God. That makes a difference. Be able to really hear. And he doesn't shout. He whispers. And he's not a manipulator like the enemy. He means you use your emotion to just pull you in the trap. No. Often, you know, the only way that you're going to listen to God is you stop going by your feelings. And instead, making a decision to trust him with all your heart. That one makes the difference. Your heart has to be wanting to get closer to him more than anything else. Now, we continue here. Submit to God and resist the devil. So resisting, I said, you don't let the enemy, these ideas, the things that you know are of the flesh, you just don't let those things control you. You take charge over them. Refuse to give in to his lies and his false judgment. Then goes on, says, draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Praise God. Okay? When that's what he expects, to be able to connect with you. If you're not connected, If you are stuck, that means you are not connected. You are not really be able to receive the things that you need to receive. And he himself wants to more than you do. In fact, he's there trying to get across, trying to communicate with you. But you have to unplug your ear. Your ear and become dull for some reason or another. Or maybe just it was the time for you to grow up from the things that you didn't know before and to grow up in new things that the Lord wants you to know. And he wants there, and he's there trying to get across to you. Praise God. Hallelujah. He cares about you. He loves the world. You should love also, you know, his children. If you have any connection with you, or you have any connection with in the past, even if you lost it, he still cares for you because you are part of his creation. Hallelujah. But you have to resist the devil, and the devil works how? Through your feelings, through your emotions, through your thinking. When he's wrong. Okay? So refuse to give in. Draw near to God, he will draw near to you. This goes on to give some more specific advice. You know, cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. You know, you cannot really cleanse anything, you know, that you are doing wrong today if you don't deal first with your heart. Is there, those things come because of your heart position. Praise the Lord. So this is, you know, cleanse, you know, trying not to do behavior modification is not the answer. It's heart modification, the answer. You had to change the judgments in your heart to be able to see things from a different perspective. That's what repentance is. But sometimes, you know, we have been so ignorant or so fooled that we don't even see the problem. And this is why, you know, it's not just very so much easy sometimes to really see, because you have been convinced that something is okay. And your conscience is even feeling fine. And we saw, for example, you know, what was going on with David when he went to Bathsheba. Okay, what did he kept going, getting worse and worse and worse instead of getting better. So evidently his conscience wasn't burning inside. Why? Because he was so caught up what was going on, so caught up by the feelings that were going on inside him that he just ignored all the, what he actually in his heart knew, but he kind of quieted down. And what has to happen? Somebody, you know, that shows the Lord is, was good to him, you know, because he knew that he's been tricked. And so he had to send the prophet to talk to him, and immediately he responded. Why? Because he knew that that was right, and he just had to be hypnotized by the feelings so that you know, he could actually make connection with the heart, the way it, what was inside there in corners that had been hidden at the moment by the other emotional activities. And so, you know, that also involved sometime, you know, dealing with that, those emotional things and reacting to those things that one realizes this is wrong. You know, the following verse there is like, lament and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned into mourning and your joy into gloom. So unless you deal with the emotional component that made you make the mess at the beginning, you're not going to be able, you know, you had to actually address that inside yourself to be able to make any progress, to be able to start hearing so that you, the other position of your heart changes. And when your position of your heart changes, then you are going to be able to hear because you open up the gate. you open up the door to communicate with you, because you are not anymore stuck in that way of thinking, generated by those feelings and those emotions and those lusts. So, and what boils down to is that you actually are willing to humble yourself. Verse 9, lament and mourn and weep, let your laughter be turned into mourning and your joy into gloom. Humble yourself, verse 10, in the sight of God, and he will do what? Lift you up. That means, you know, he's the one, you know, this is a clear promise. He wants to set you free. But you cannot set you free yourself. It's going to be only as you open to him and you receive from him and enable to receive the information, the understanding. You accept God's judgment that is going to change your heart. Are you following me? See, you cannot deal things on a mental level, you know, on a rational level, only because there is no power in the mind. The spirit is much more powerful. You have to deal with the issues the way they are at the spiritual level. And that means, you know, that before you get there, you have to address things that are going to start to have an effect on what? Your feelings, your emotions, your lust, your desires, your everything that is guiding you. The natural response inside yourself. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. See, the prescription, the direction here is pretty clear. If we apply that, we are going to be successful. We are going to change things. If that's God speaking, when you do what God says, you get what you have been promised. So, I mean, one simple way to see, are we connecting with God or not? Just so you can see, you know, is if God promises something, if God said he wants to give you something and you can't get it, you say, oh yes, Lord, I need it, and don't get anywhere, and you get stuck, it shows that there is something blocking the communication, blocking the understanding, blocking you from being able to actually connect with him, and you are disconnected. That means the conditions that are required to be able to see the fulfillment of God's promises is missing. And that condition is the fact that, you know, are God's promises. He is going to give them to you. But if you are disconnecting with him, there is no way that you are going to be able to get it. And then you blame him because he doesn't want to give you. No, it's that you are in the wrong place. We are quiet this morning. You know, sometimes we have to be. You can be always jumping with joy when you're stuck, because if you are stuck, there is a problem. And if there is a problem, you have to deal with the problem, don't ignore it, because it's going to get only worse. You see, if you are disconnected, you are not in the position to do the right thing, because you don't get the right direction, and so you are going to continue to do things worse and worse and worse. Because the only way to get things better and better is to be connected with him. And so he guides you and says, don't do that. Oh yes, do that. Take this step here. Take, you know, make this decision. And, you know, and sometimes there is more than one decision that is involved. Sometimes there is a series of decisions that you had to make, that you had to be aware of, that you may not even be aware of, and this is why you are where you are. That's what, that's why, you know, looking, for example, what happened to Saul, David, you know, we can come to the understanding and the ability to take the right steps and to progress. You see, we had to humble ourselves under his idea, his judgment, his thought, and he will lift you up. That's a promise. So that's what we had to do. That's what he has promised. Now, it's interesting, if you go to another scripture from 1 Corinthians, chapter 10, verse 13 says something that is very helpful for us. Okay. It says there, no temptation has overtaken you except such as common to man. So you are just the same as everybody else. We are all the same. Okay, number one. Number two, but God is faithful. Okay, if there is anyone that is faithful, it's not us, it's God. Okay? Can you believe that? Is that your experience too? Okay, good. Okay, so for God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able. But with the temptation, he also makes a way of escape that you may be able to bear it. You know, and we have to understand what he's saying us really. You know, even if you have fallen into temptation, and we can see that, you know, God is still always there to produce a way of escape if you are open. You see, the way of escape is only becomes clear only the moment in which you are open and listening to God and allowing His direction to give you the perspective and the things to do. Okay, so this is very important. You know, the way of escape, even if you fall, is there. But don't wait too much. Because the longer you wait, and the more in trouble you're going to be, because you are going to continue to not to listen, and because you don't listen, you make lots of wrong decisions, and because you make a wrong decision, you end up being a mess, worse than at the beginning. This is the way it is in our spiritual walk. When you start walking in the right direction, you can keep moving in the right direction because you acquire momentum. But if you start walking in the wrong direction, you keep doing that, and you get yourself deeper and deeper into the hole. That's what David did. I mean, first committed adultery, then ended up being a murderer, then broke the loyalty to others. I mean, many things that he did. So at the end, he was a real mess. And he loved God to start with. So we can see how important it is for us, okay, to respond as quickly as possible. Because, God gives us opportunities. And opportunities are always there, both in the positive and in the negative. Just the way we are in the world that is fallen, there are lots of problems here, lots of wrong thinking, lots of other things like that. And, so there are lots of places in which we can be tempted. Okay, but God is always there too, providing opportunities in the positive rather than in the negative. And we had to choose the right opportunity and actually recognize them. And that's a difficult part sometimes. Because what our feeling is going to tell us, this looks like it's going to be fun. But you have to see how long the fun is going to last and what the results are going to be produced by following the fun. Praise the Lord. So, God is going to provide you with the ability to escape related to the situation you're in. And will block you from being tempted more than you can handle. But the more than you can handle increases with the problem, the position you are in the negative or in the positive. So, therefore, and that's the conclusion. Says, therefore, that means, that's the conclusion, isn't it? That means, then therefore, my beloved, flee from idolatry. Okay, that's the secret. Stop going according to your wants, your desire, your feelings. They are not reliable. They don't last very long. And they produce lots of problems. And some people, they believe, you know, that they, you know, because they have a feeling, you know, it's God directing in that direction. Generally, feelings are nothing connected with God, are connected with the flesh. Connected with your programming that you have already inside. Praise the Lord. And so, okay, we have to understand that we can see our connection, you know, determine our connection with God, our ability to really know Him, is by, you know, how we receive from Him, how we can receive the things He wants to give us. And what, you know, to determine the thing you're going to do, yeah, you have to look at His promises. And we have to look at His promises not in the way the world looks at them, but in a way according to His priorities. That makes all the difference. Okay. But in 1 John chapter 5, verse 14, okay, you know, talk about how we should receive things. You know, it says, now this is the confidence we have in Him, that if we ask according to His will, He hears us. Okay. That, is that enough? That's the point. This is a starting point. That's the point number one. Okay. So first, He's asking according to what He says we want to have. Although, you know, that has to be calculated or evaluated according to His priorities. What's more important, what's less important, according to His way. And what He cares more about than anything else is your soul and your heart to be directed toward Him. So, if you want other things that He promised, but because your heart is more interested in those things, then you're not really connecting with Him because the values there are changed according to not according to His way. Now, and if we know that He hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have the petition that we asked of Him. So that's the part number one. So we get nowhere, there is a disconnect. Okay. But if, especially if we, you know, have the values set that we have in Him, because then we give importance to what He, you know. For example, here in Matthew chapter 6, it shows one of the examples. So says there, you know, one of the important things is the relationship we have with other people. One of the, you know, says, for if you forgive the men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men for their trespasses, neither will your heavenly Father forgive your trespasses. So, okay, this shows really an important thing. Okay, it's not just satisfying one requirement, but there are all the type of value that God gives that have to be, there to be those things that don't have to be broken in our relationship with Him. And that does, you know, because you are not perfect, you are not going to do everything perfectly. But He knows exactly where you are. You know what He can expect from Him, and His expectations are proportional to where you are. For example, you can see, you know, some really baby Christians just don't know anything. They're a real mess yet because they're not really, they don't know the word. They don't get the direction. They don't understand, you know. And they have a situation and the Lord supernaturally works it out. It could be a big thing. Could be really supernatural things happening that everybody say, my goodness. And I've seen many of those. And somebody that's been with the Lord for 50 years, that has a really little problem, and try to get to it resolved, and doesn't get anywhere. And he's there, getting stuck, and getting mad with God because he doesn't get that. When, you know, the guy that he knows has just got saved, you know, God this big miracle for him. And so they get depressed, they get jealous, they get too, and that, you see, one little problem that he had before now become 100 little problems, because, you know, he get jealous, he get negative about others, he get criticizing God, trying to tell God what to do, and they doesn't get anywhere, because God doesn't change. For you, he's fixed. His ways are his way, and it's either his way or the highway. Amen. Are you following what I'm saying? Okay, so, you know, so when we are looking at a situation or reason for our breaking up the relationship not being such that we can get what we want, we have to ask ourselves, well, what else is there that we are not considering? See, that's the thing. I mean, we may be completely blind, completely like David was about his situation. He had done so many messy things. You know, it was a murderer, it was everything else. And he didn't even feel bad. Now, you know, God is very precise. He knows exactly what he expects from you. It's completely logical. He's not going to ask you to fly if you cannot fly. Okay? He knows where you are. He knows every hair of your head. He knows every thought you had ever for your life. He knows all the battle you won and the battle you lost. He knows all the experiences you had. So he is compassionate about your situation, and he wants to help you no matter what, because you still are your children. Or at least to a degree. Okay? So he's there to provide what? Opportunities. He cannot. See, our decisions you had to make. He expects you to choose right instead of wrong. Today I put before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Choose life. And sometimes, you know, there are lots of choosing we had to do before we get to the place where we get the stuff we want. But if we look at the stuff we want, we will never get there, because it's the wrong thing. These become idols instead of become really enabling our connection with God. You know, the connection with God must be the most important one. And we can see that from the response that we get. Are you listening to what I'm saying? And we have to take it very seriously. Because if we don't do anything, things get worse. Because we are there in the wrong position, in the wrong attitude, and we may keep making decisions that are wrong, and those decisions that are in the wrong direction are increasing. Romans chapter 1 says very clearly, he let them go according to the, he gave them the desire. It's the same thing in the desert when it was with the, you know, the children of Israel. You know, he let them have what they want. But that didn't help them. They put them deeper in the hole. Okay? He expects that you make the right decision. Because when you make the right decision, and he provided for you, is that is actually, you know, an indication that you are looking at him and trying to connect with him instead of trying to connect with the other things. When you care more about connecting with God than the things that your lust want, then you are going to progress in the right direction. You are going to make decisions that are going to get closer to God. And because when you get closer to God, you're going to be able to hear better, and you're going to be able to progress, and you're going to get over things that you didn't even know before. Praise the Lord. Okay. So, okay. What do you do? I mean, you are in a situation here that you cannot hear. Okay? And you don't know what to do because you are blinded. And you need help. You need the ability to make that connection. And this is the great great thing. If people talk about faith, they don't know what faith is all about. You know, faith is believing that he is, and he's a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. It's not to want something and really, you know, have the belief that you get it. No, faith is actually believing that God is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. So, you know, the only thing you have to do, you know, your faith is based only on believing God. Nothing else. When you believe God, all the promises, you know, are going to be filled because, you know, he's the provider. And if he's not there, you get nothing. If there is no connection, you see, your connection with God, your relationship with God, your ability to hear, is connected, is determined by that. The fact that you want him more than anything else. He is your source. All the other things fall into place according to his judgment. And you trust his judgment. Trusting God's judgment is critical. That means, you know, God, I know, we know you love us. I trust the way you judge me this moment. So what I get or don't get that you promise, it's an indication that there is a blockage there. And so if I get a blockage, you know, that means that there are some idols, could be that thing, could be something else, that I had to overcome. And because I care about you connecting with me, because I care that you love, I believe that you love me, and you're going to be rewarding me according to the way I love you. That's the way God judges us. Then you're going to make lots of decisions. Lots of priorities are going to change in our life. Okay. And we're going to go to the Word. Why? Because the Word tells us lots of things that can open our eyes to things that we were completely oblivious from. Hallelujah. So what you do? Well, if you don't know, if you lack wisdom, what you do? James 1:5. You know, if anyone lack wisdom, let's ask God. But if you don't trust God, you're wasting your time. So, you know, you ask God, okay, who gives to all liberally. He is not stingy. He is not trying to take away your toy. He is trying to bless you. And so you go to God because he's the source of everything. Your life, even. And you go with confidence to him because you put him first. And you say, Lord, speak. I am listening. I believe you. You say, well, you know, sometimes the enemy can come and tell you, if you really love God, the enemy cannot tempt you, because the word says that just the scripture I finished reading 5 minutes ago, maybe more. More than 5 minutes. So what happens? You know, God is going to enable you to be tempted no more than you can handle, than you can bear. So you can trust him because he's faithful. But if you are trying to manipulate the situation and try to pull a trick on God, you don't get anywhere. Okay? Don't tell him what to tell you. Listen, be open, and he's going to tell you, okay? And maybe the only thing you have to do is to get closer to him, okay? So just ask, give liberally without reproach. That means he's not going to blame you or anything. And he will be given to him. So he will give you the direction that you need. And you trust that he's giving you the direction that you need. And you have faith. For, you know, faith is not getting things. Faith is actually believing God. And so but let him ask in faith, not doubting. For he who doubts is like a wave of the sea tossed by the wind, you know, driven and tossed by the sea. So getting nowhere. Let that man suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. So don't waste your time. If you don't trust God, it's no use to be there playing games. You have to be really trusting Him. That's the basis for everything you get. And once you, you know, the thing is, it's not finished. And we may almost finished, so, you know, I hope I can squeeze in this too. But, you know, in 1 John tells us the other part of the story. Okay, that actually is the question of the our position, the, how we get there. You know, if we say we have fellowship with Him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. So we had to, you know, if there are things that we know that shouldn't be doing, we had to cut them off because we are, that's walking in darkness. Okay. That's what it's so saying before too in James. Okay. So we had to practice the truth. But if we walk in the light, as He's in the light, we have fellowship with one another. So we are going to be fellowship with God. In the areas in which we have fellowship with Him is because we are walking in the light that we have. And He's going to be able to go from there to add new light to us so that we can progress that way. Okay? And we have fellowship with one another and then between you and God. And the blood of Jesus Christ, who is Son, cleanses us from all sins. So the cleansing, the changing, the moving around, the changing of the heart, okay, take place at that time when we take that step. Okay. But if we say that we have no sin, deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sin, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And the unrighteousness is what stays in is in the heart. So He does the cleaning up. It's not that we can clean up ourselves. It's not that we can change behavior. We have to change the way we perceive things, judge things in our heart. And when we do that, it's His job. Because He's faithful, He's going to fulfill what He said. We can trust that. And maybe not everything that we want, but at least there's going to be, you are going to see that there is going to be a correspondence between what you do and what God does, and He's going to guide you according to your commitment, your desires, your intentions, your fleeing from idolatry. That's what is the secret to break through the bondages, to have breakthroughs, to get unstuck. And you see, and if you want to see, you know, we can, another day, go through what I prepared already, but, you know, if you want to stay out for another hour, or I think the cake there is going to melt, so. So, but what I'm saying to you, okay, that this is not such a complicated thing. Okay, this is a basic principle that God has established, has given very clearly, that are the same Old Testament, New Testament. God's never change. His principles are the same, exactly the same. There are more expansion or explanation maybe in the New Testament because, you know, there'd be more teaching, but that's it. The same God, the same power, the same way of doing things. You know, when we know God's way, then we can, and don't go our way, but go His way, then we got victory. There is no way, because He's faithful. And we can, and the Bible talks all the time about the faithfulness of God, but the fact that He's faithful is just, that's the truth. That's what we experience. That's the conclusion we are going to come. That's really the experience we have, and we can see it taking place all the time in the Bible itself. Praise the Lord. So, I think this is a good place to land. Amen? All right. So, just let's pray together. Okay? If you are stuck any place, if you have desire in your heart, Don't need to jump quickly, just open your ears. Ask God to open your ear in the areas, in the steps you had to take, and take seriously your situation. Because, the sorrow that is not manifested is really make the heart sick. And if your heart is sick, you get nowhere. But when the desire is received, and you can start seeing that happening, start seeing God responding to you, start seeing that your prayers are heard, start seeing that God supernaturally is starting to work in your life, you are going to be motivated to do more and more. So you're going to keep being blessed, more and more blessed. So let's pray together. Thank you, Father, for your word. This is not difficult to understand, but the truth has the power to set me free. And the truth is in your word, because you are truth, because you are faithful, because we can trust you, because you can guide us from light to light, from freedom to freedom, from truth to truth, from faith to faith. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness. Thank you, Lord, for your compassion. Thank you, Lord, that you are always there if we seek you. Because anyone who seeks according to your way will find. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 And amen. God bless you.